And this is Weekend Ozarks at Large. We, the Ozarks at Large staff, cover a lot of things in the course of 7 days.
We sure do.
And we learn some things along the way.
We learn a lot of things.
So we thought on these Sunday shows, we'd tell you just a couple of things we learned. Some you may have heard on Daily Ozarks at Large. Some may be from stories. And we didn't have time to put the facts in that we wanted to. So here,
and you may know them.
Right.
The listeners may have already know them. But
it's something we learned.
Right.
So what is something you learned this weekend?
Well, I did a story on the 75th birthday of Ozarks Electric Cooperative Corporation.
Yes.
And I always knew that a co-op meant that it was member-owned. And, you know, and I'm a member. I get a check each year. But I never really understood why it started that way. And as it turns out, there's a really good reason for it. It wasn't economically feasible for private companies to do the lines out to rural areas. And so they actually had to go out to these rural areas and penny storms with Ozarks Electric. And Burl Wilkie, who used to work for Ozarks Electric, and actually he remembers, he grew up without electricity, and he remembers when Ozark Electric came to his house. So here's a little bit of our conversation.
It was a matter of going around to houses and signing up and saying, if we had electricity out here, would you sign up? Would you pay $5 to become a member? They had to get signatures on paper and $5 paid to get electricity brought to them and to get the money from REA.
I can remember when that happened at my house, that the guy came around. We had thought that it would still be forever before we could get electricity, and this guy came along. The guy, he eventually was my foreman at work, but he would just be going around soliciting membership at that time. And he had to really kind of talk my dad into putting up the $5 because he didn't really have an extra $5 just to give somebody and never see anything come back from it or whatever. But then we were not sure we could pay even the minimum electric bill every month either, but we went ahead and signed up. And
it was this week that Ozarks Electric celebrated its 75th anniversary. Mm-hmm. You had that story. Funny that something you learned about was about electricity. Something I learned this week was from Timothy Dennis's story about some art that's taking place in the square. And this is a little bit more abstract, but I learned that you can make electric utility boxes into a work of art that blend in with gardens. Timothy Dennis talked with Jason Jones, an artist who's making that conversion on the Fayetteville Square.
So that one's the lace wing. I don't know how garden friendly. I guess you can see it better from around the corner. There's a Luna moth, which they're just really pretty.
Right.
So I don't know how protective of gardens they are. And then around the corner over here, there's a monarch butterfly. And I did a ladybug. I guess they're very garden friendly. They eat the bad insects.
On Monday's edition of Ozarks at Large, I had a honey tasting with Don Steinkraus, and other members of our staff joined us. And I always knew that, you know, you have clover honey, there's buckwheat honey, lavender honey, and the honeys, you know, that they get, the honeys get their names because that's where the pollen comes from,
right,
that the bees make the honey. I did not know that bees could make honey from something that isn't pollen.
I didn't know that either.
So, Don Steinkraus.
It's made from, like, when aphids and scale insects feed on a plant, it's got too much sucrose in it and not enough amino acids. So they have a special way of shunting the sugars out. And then the bees can gather these secretions from the homopterans and make it into honey.
And that type of honey is honeydew honey.
Just some of the things that we learned this week. And if we're doing a job, we and you will learn along with us every day on Daily Ozarks at Large, every day at noon and 7, Monday through Friday.
And Sunday mornings at 9.